From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 19th. But first, a man appeared to have set himself on fire outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway. That's according to two law enforcement sources. First responders rushed to the scene to put it out and took him to the hospital. We'll have more on this developing story and the latest on the trial in our next episode at 6 p.m. Eastern. The Israeli military purportedly targeted an Iranian airbase during a strike earlier today. According to exclusive satellite images obtained by CNN from Umbra Space, there doesn't appear to be any extensive damage. The base is in the Iranian city Esfahan, where significant nuclear facilities are located. A retired U.S. Army Major General tells CNN that Israel was likely warning that it could easily overwhelm Iran's defense. Israel hasn't claimed responsibility or commented, and Iranian officials and state-aligned media have so far downplayed the incident. A senior U.S. official says the U.S. was given a heads-up about Israel's strike, but, quote, didn't greenlight it. Iran and its proxies launched a wave of drones and missiles towards Israel over the weekend, but the White House and Israel's military say nearly all were intercepted. Today, the House voted to advance a key foreign aid package, and a final vote could happen as soon as tomorrow. 165 Democrats and 151 Republicans supported the measure. The votes were necessary to overcome opposition from House Speaker Mike Johnson's right flank. Johnson says he moved forward with the package to avoid a discharge petition that overrides the Speaker and brings a bill straight to the floor for a vote.
Even though it's not the perfect legislation, it's not the legislation that we would write if Republicans were in charge of both the House, the Senate, and the White House, this is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations.
Some GOP lawmakers are against additional aid to Ukraine and have threatened to remove Johnson as Speaker over the issue. Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar is now the third Republican calling to oust the Speaker, but Johnson says he's not worried. A Polish man has been charged over claims he assisted an alleged Russian plot to assassinate Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. That's according to Polish and Ukrainian authorities. Prosecutors say he's been charged with, quote, readiness to act for foreign intelligence against the Republic of Poland. The offense carries up to 8 years in prison if convicted, according to prosecutors. Prosecutors also said the man agreed to provide information to Russian spies about security at an airport in southeastern Poland, about 62 miles from the border with Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities said they uncovered the plot and handed key evidence to Polish officials, who then detained the accused on Polish territory.
The great concern, of course, is that in infecting ducks and chickens, but now increasingly mammals, that virus now evolves and develops the ability to infect humans and then critically the ability to go from human to human transmission. And we know that in the rare cases, 400 or 500 cases so far of humans, the mortality rate is extraordinarily high.
That's Dr. Jeremy Farrer, chief scientist of the World Health Organization, talking about the bird flu that's spreading through cattle in the U.S. So far, there is no evidence that the virus can spread from person to person, but humans can catch it when they're exposed to infected animals. One person in Texas has tested positive for it this year. Farrer called for increased tracking in preparation for the virus globally. Coming up, Tesla trucks in a sticky situation. Hey, welcome back. Tesla has been ordered to recall nearly 4,000 of its Cybertrucks because of soap. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, residual lubricant, aka soap, is causing some accelerator pedals to stick in place when pressed down. The agency said the recall affects all model year 2024 Cybertruck vehicles, manufactured between November 13, 2023 and April 4, 2024. It found that workers assembling the trucks at a Tesla factory improperly used soap to aid in the component assembly of the pad onto the accelerator pedal. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That's all for now. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.